Asankh jap, asankh pao.
Countless remember God by chanting prayers. Countless are devoted to God through love.
Asankh puja, asankh taptao.
Countless perform various forms of worship. Countless perform various forms of penances.
Asankh granth, mukh ved paath.
Countless recite Vedas and other holy scriptures.
Asankh jog, man rahe udas.
There are countless yogis and countless ascetics who have turned their back on worldly comforts to realize God.
Asankh bhagat, gun gyan vichar.
Countless are the devotees of God who contemplate on His virtues and seek spiritual enlightenment.
Asankh sati, asankh datar.
Countless exercise self-control and countless give charity to realize the Lord.
Asankh sur moh bhaksar.
Countless war heroes face the blows of weapons of iron and steel to seek God.
Asankh mon levlaitar.
Countless observe vows of silence and meditate continuously.
Kudrat kavan kahan vichar.
O God, how can I describe Your divine might?
Varya na java ek var.
I cannot even once be worthy of being a sacrifice unto You.
Jo tud paave sai palikar.
O God, whatever You will for me is good for me.
Tu sada salamat nirankar.
O God, You are without a body or form. You are imperishable. You are here to stay forever and ever.
Asankh murakh andhkor.
There are countless fools who are spiritually blind and who are not God-minded. Their life is sunk in ignorance and folly.
Asankh chor haramkhor.
Countless are thieves and embezzlers.
Asankh amar kar jahe jor.
Countless are tyrants who rule by brutal force.
Asankh galvad hatya kamahe.
Countless are violent and who are cutthroat murderers.
Asankh papi paap kar jahe.
Countless are the sinners in this world who depart from this world committing sins.
Asankh kudiyar kude firahe.
Countless who indulge in falsehood, deception and pretense go through the cycle of birth and death.
Asankh malesh malpak khahe.
There are countless who have filthy minds and acquire wealth by foul means.
Asankh nindak sir kare paar.
There are countless slanderers who bear the burden of being slanderers.
Nanak neech kahe vichar.
Humble Nanak mindfully says,
Varya na java ek var.
I am unworthy of being a sacrifice to You, O God, even once.
Jo tud paave sai palikar.
Whatever pleases You, my Lord, is good for me.
Tu sada salamat nirankar.
You are without a body or form, and You are here to stay forever and ever.
Asankh nav, asankh thav.
God has countless names. He lives in countless places. He lives everywhere.
Agam, agam, asankh lo.
There are countless life-bearing planets that are beyond the reach of man.
Asankh kahe sir paar hoye.
So vast is His creation that anyone who uses words to assess it will bear a heavy burden on his head.
Akri naam, akri sala.
Although God cannot be visualized or experienced through the written or spoken word, it is through words that Naam, the word of the Almighty, is passed on. Again, it is through words that His praise is sung.
Akri gyan geet gun ga.
It is through words that Naam Bani is written, through which spiritual awakening is made possible. Again, it is through words that we sing songs of His praise. It is through words that we become familiar with God's attributes and characteristics, and we become customers of His virtues.
Akri likhna bolan ban.
It is through words that languages are spoken and written.
Akra sir sanjog vikhan.
Even man's destiny can only be expressed through words.
Jin e likhe tis sir nahe.
The Almighty, who writes this destiny for others, is Himself beyond destiny.
Jif furmae tif tif pahe.
Mortals, on the other hand, can only achieve what is ordained in their destiny by the Almighty.
Jeta kita teta nao, vin na ve nahi kothao.
Whatever He has created is in His own form. His Naam is His form. Naam is the form of God who otherwise is formless. No place is without His form.
Kudrat kavan kaha vichar.
How can I think of and express the power and might of God?
Varya na java ek var.
I am unworthy to make a sacrifice to Him even once.
Jo tad paave sai palikar.
Whatever You have willed for me is good for me.
Tu sada salamat nirankar.
O Formless One, You are here to stay forever and ever.
Pariye hath pair tande, paani to te utras khe.
When our hands and feet, or even our entire body gets covered with dust or dirt, they can be washed clean with water. Water can wash away bodily dirt.
Moot paliti kapad hoye, de sabun laye otoye.
If clothes get fouled with urine, they can be washed clean with soap and water.
Par ye mat papa ke sang, o to pe na ve ke rang.
However, if man's mind gets polluted with wrongdoing, only the recitation of Naam can cleanse it by developing love and devotion to God.
Punni papi akhan nahe.
Punni and papi are no mere words of speech. Punni is a person who practices piety. Papi is a person who does evil. Pun is to be practiced. Pap is to be avoided.
Kar kar karna likh le jaho.
O man, whatever deeds you do in this world become your nature, which your soul will carry on in its onward journey.
Aape bij, aape hi khao.
Each action, good or bad, is recorded for the afterlife as destiny. Repeatedly doing good actions will form good habits. Repeatedly doing foul actions will form bad habits. Good and bad habits make our future destiny here and thereafter. In other words, whatever one sows, one reaps.
Nanak hukmi aao jao.
O Nanak, man has to endure the pain of the cycle of birth and death as ordained by God's will.
Teerth tap dya dat daan, je ko paave dil ka maan. Suniya maniya man ki ta pao, antargat teerth mal nao.
Bathing in holy waters, observing various austerities, showing compassion to others, and giving charity from your honest earnings can bring you some recognition and fame, which is only short-lived. But a person who listens to Naam Bani with attention develops firm faith in God and the word of God, Naam, and breeds love and devotion for Him. He becomes a holy place within himself. His inner self becomes a station of pilgrimage where his soul bathes and purifies. The soul of such a person is exalted.
Sab gun tere mein nahi koi, bin gun ki te pagat na hoye.
O Lord, all the noble qualities and virtues abide in You. I have none of them. And the truth is that without developing the qualities and virtues, true devotion for You cannot be practiced. In other words, without service, seva, devotion, bhakti cannot be real. O Lord, if You don't grant me Your virtues, I will be incapable of doing Your bhakti.
Swast at bani barmao.
God's word keeps my soul in perfect health and fills me with inner wealth of godly qualities and virtues.
Sat suhan sada man chao.
O Lord, You are here to stay forever. You are beautiful. You are blissful.
Kavan sovela vakht kavan, kavan thit kavan var.
What was the time, the part of the day, the lunar date, or the date of the week when You created the world?
Kavan se ruti moh kavan, jit hoa akar.
What was the season of the year and the month?
Vel na paya panditi, je hove lekh puran.
Pandits who are considered to be learned and scholars of dharma do not know the day, the date, or the time. They have no knowledge of the time of creation. Had they known it, they would have written a Puran on this subject.
Vakt na payo kadya, je likhan lekh Quran.
Nor do the Qadis know the time of the world's creation. Had they known it, they would have written a scripture on this subject in the Quran.
Tithvarna jogi jane, rut mahuna koe, jakarta sethi ko saje, aape jane soe.
Even yogis who claim they are one with God through samadhi do not know the day, date, month, or the season when the world was created. Only God, the Creator Himself, knows when it was created.
Kiv kar akha, kiv salahi, kyon varni, kiv jana.
How can I express His glory? How can I praise and worship Him? For my efforts to pay Him homage will fall short. How can I ever describe Him to pay a perfect tribute?
Nanak akhan sab ko akhe, ek du ek siyana.
O Nanak, all people try to speak of His greatness and glory, each thinking to be better and wiser than others in doing so. And yet, no one will ever be able to do full justice to His greatness and glory.
Vadda sahib vaddi nai, kita jaka hove.
Our Lord Master is great, and His Naam is great too. His will prevails everywhere.
Nanak ji ko aapo jane, age gaya na so hai.
O Nanak, if anyone considers himself to be clever and wise enough to understand the full greatness and glory of God, he will not find favor with the Lord when he faces Him in His kingdom.
Patala patal, lakh agasa agas, urk urk, paath ke ved, kehen ek vaat.
All the scriptures agree on this point and say unanimously that there are countless planets below this earth and in the skies above. Countless sages have tried in vain to assess the limits and boundaries of the Almighty's creation.
Sais athare kehen kateba, aslu ek taat. Lekha hoy ta likhye, likhye hoy vinas.
The Quran and other Semitic scriptures say that there are 18,000 species in this universe. But the fact is, the Lord's creation is limitless. Such counts are in vain. His creation is beyond measure.
Nanak vada akhye, aape jane aap.
O Nanak, our Lord is great and He alone knows His greatness. Man cannot possess it.
Salahi sala eti surat na paya, nadya ate vapave samundna janiye.
By worshipping God and praising Him over and over again, one cannot assess His greatness and power. God's worshippers, before they can figure out God's capabilities and potential, completely merge with Him and lose totally their separate identity, just as rivers and streams lose their identity on merging with the ocean.
Samund sa sultan girha seti maltan, kidi tulna hovani jetis mano na visare.
Great kings of ocean like vast empires and possessors of vast mountain-like treasures of fortune and wealth cannot match the merit of a humble person, the ant whose mind is fixed on the Lord all the time.